I was looking for quotes on gratitude and thanksgiving for this morning, and I found this lovely thought by Maya Angelou, who said, and I think this goes with the song we just sang. She said, "This is a wonderful day. I've never seen this before." This is a wonderful day. I've never seen it before. All sorts of things are possible on this day. And we have no idea what they are. There's a writer named Frederick Buechner who said that this day is your birthday. Unwrap the presents and see what they are. And that really is what Thanksgiving is supposed to be about. I know there's that whole history piece to it, and the stories that we now know aren't anywhere near true. And we know that there's some people for whom Thanksgiving is the time to eat a lot, and the time to avoid talking about politics, or maybe even religion, or maybe even anything that really matters to you. Or some people think it's the time to watch football and be all upset that your team didn't do whatever it was you hoped they would do. But really, Thanksgiving is a time for giving thanks, for remembering those things for which we're grateful. And Ralph Waldo Emerson said that we should cultivate the habit of being grateful for every good thing that comes to us, to give thanks continuously. And because all things have contributed to our advancement, we should include all things in our gratitude. Because life can be really hard. Sometimes those family gatherings are really hard, and sometimes there is no family gathering. Sometimes there is estrangement, loss, pain. Thanksgiving is a time to find a way to be grateful even for that, because even those times help to make us who we are and make our lives what they are. And even if who we are right now doesn't feel good to us, and if our lives as we live them right now are harder than we ever thought they would be, the spiritual life calls us to find a way to be grateful nonetheless. For the last several years, the sermon on the Sunday after Thanksgiving demonstrates the reality of what I say almost every week, that each of us is essential because we create the sermon together. Because one of the things that, at least in that quintessential idealistic Thanksgiving that few of us ever attain, the family sits around the table and shares stories. I've mentioned my friend Takeo Fujikura, who's told me things about the Japanese language. One thing he told me about Japanese culture is that the stereotype's true. Japanese folks love to take pictures. And he said that when a family goes on vacation, they take hundreds of pictures. And when they come home, they gather their extended family and their friends, and they look at those pictures. And during that gathering, they take pictures. And the next year, they gather to look at the pictures of them looking at pictures, and they take pictures of that, and on it goes, because the time together is what matters. So, on the Sunday after Thanksgiving, for the past several years, we've told stories to each other about things that matter. Some of them have been funny, some have been poignant, some have been hard. Some of them have been about Thanksgiving gatherings, some about other kinds of gatherings, and some have just been about the thing that we feel really grateful for. We make this sermon together. And so I'm going to kick it off, but then anybody can speak up. Facebook, some of you know, reminds you of things you've said in the past. And apparently, 6 years ago, I wrote 2 lessons learned during Thanksgiving. First, don't put your artichoke clippings into your garbage disposal. Second, if you have put your artichoke clippings into your garbage disposal, make sure that one of your guests is a plumber. Who has a story to share?
These are who we are. Everyone has stories. And
those stories make us. And we make the stories that will be told. There's an old Jewish saying that God made humanity because God likes stories. And we are living stories. And so for us to choose to be grateful for those stories is a choice, and sometimes it's hard work. And yet it makes sure that the stories that are told after us are worth telling. I have one last little quote to offer here, and it comes from what I consider one of the most sacred books ever written in the whole history of humanity's wrestling with the deepest issues. The book is Winnie the Pooh by A.A. Milne. Piglet noticed that even though he had a very small heart, it could hold a rather large amount of gratitude. May that be true for each of us, and if not true now, then tomorrow.